The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Number 1330, MLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher for life of loan.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Kroah Show. It's time for the Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to the Don Kroah Show. I have the answer for proper distancing. I think everybody here at WAVA, if they got a pair of these shoes, they could all come back to work today. Romanian shoemaker promoting social distancing with his latest innovation, a pair of size 75 shoes, they're called by Romanian standards. That means each shoe is about 2.5 feet long. I've seen pictures of them. I'm sorry I can't show them to you. We had a webcam, Kevin. We could, right? Grigor Lup, a cobbler in one of the cities in Romania, said he was inspired to create the long-nosed leather shoes when he saw people failing to follow social distancing guidelines due to COVID-19. By the way, if you're interested, you can buy a pair online for about $115 a pair. They each are about 2.5 feet long, listed as a European size 75. The first picture, time I saw the picture, I thought, well, yes, they would accomplish that, but I would hate to try to think of walking anywhere with them. I mean, even going up and down stairs, you'd have to go up and down stairs sideways. Yeah. Shoemaker said the design, so two people can stand facing each other, but they'd be forced to stand a distance of about 5 feet. Well, hey, necessity, they say, is the mother of, right? The mother of learning. Yeah, or mother invention or something like that. Anyway, I just thought that would just make your day to run right out and buy a pair of those shoes, one for you, one for your spouse, one for each of the kids. Yes, and then take a walk somewhere. Oh, dear. Hey, folks, seriously, I want to thank you for what you're doing in our campaign with Save the Children. I want to give you a quick update there. We don't have all the names to thank yet, but we will. But we do have some thanks, obviously, that needs to go out. Now, our campaign goal, as we've been telling you, is $33,600. That money is going to provide as many kids as possible here in the United States with food that they would ordinarily get during the school lunch programs, both during the school year, but obviously that's long gone, and also the summer programs, which are also canceled out. So Save the Children has come alongside a lot of other groups to help feed these 30 million children in our country who depend on this on a regular basis. And so our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that. So far, you have given over $8,000 of that as of today, and that means that you've matched the Passport grant that was so generously given from the Passport Auto Group stores. So that puts us now at least my totals at this point are $16,414 has been given. And that leaves us not quite, well, I was going to say we're about 47% of goal, I guess, if you do that math. But anyway, we have a goal to go of $17,186. And obviously, some of you have been giving, well, a lot of you have been giving, some of you very generously. Of course, for some of you, a $50 gift is generous, and I respect that. So I don't mean to cast aspersion on any gift. They're all needed, and they all go together. But if 17 of you right now, while we do other things this afternoon, would make a gift, a one-time gift of $1,000, that would totally wipe out the campaign, totally get us where we need to be. And that's very doable. Some of you have given like that in the past because God's put it on your heart and you're able to do it, so that's fine. Others of you say, Don, I'd love to do that, but I don't have that kind of resource. 34 of you giving $500, 43 of you giving $400 gift one time, 57 giving $300, 85 folks giving a $200 one-time gift to save the children, or even just 170 of you. Just 170 of you listening right now who'd say, hey, I can give $100. That will get us where we need to be. I'm just saying whatever you can give is going to get us there when you call this number, 888-884-4836. That's 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. Or just go online to our website, as always, wava.com. Click on the Save the Children banner, or just enter the keyword children, and that will get you there to where you want to make the gift. Now, having said that, we have some other things that are coming up this afternoon. As many of you already know who track these things, really a seriously disturbing, I think is one word that many of us would use, deeply disturbing court decision has come out of the high court this week, as a matter of fact. In fact, Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito wrote the dissenting opinion, and he said there is only one word for what the court has done today, legislation. And of course, many of you know that that is the purview ordinarily of Congress to write laws. But increasingly, the courts at all levels have seen it as a usurpation that they have a right to. That's an oxymoron right there, but they feel it's their purview to go in and rewrite or block or re-decide any law that's written, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to talk about this latest development from the High Court because it has implications for a lot of us. In fact, Franklin Graham has registered just this, just today on deeply disturbed over the decision regarding what it implicates for or implies for nonprofit organizations, perhaps ultimately churches and others. So Kate Anderson is senior counsel with our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. And she's coming up in just a moment or two to talk to us more about this and bring us up to date and up to speed on actually what happened and what the implications of it are. Dr. Randall Everett will be with us next hour from 21 Wilberforce. So that's just some of the things that we have coming up for you today. I'm glad you're with us. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Mihak was just 4 years old when she was severely injured in the Peshawar church bombing of 2013, a bombing that killed her father. Since then, the young Pakistani girl has undergone multiple surgeries to address her various injuries. After several hospital visits, doctors determined that she has small blood clots in her brain, yet another complication from the bombing. Mihak's story reminds us that for believers in restricted or dangerous regions, persecution is part of the lifelong journey of faith. Pray for Mihak's continued recovery and that she'll have joy in Christ despite her circumstances.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and the original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes, true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Pohle, one of Corrie's teens in the Resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
One of the things I always applaud my parents for and thank God every day is that they dared me to dream.
He was born at 26 weeks and told he may never walk or talk, but his parents never stopped believing in him. This is Focus on the Family Minute. Dr. Tyler Sexton describes how his parents encouraged him even in the midst of his limitations.
There were things that if I wanted to be a basketball player, they said, sure, you're going to do it. You're going to have the nicest shoes you can do, and you may not be able to run back and forth. We're going to play half court. Or, you know, hey, if he wants to try certain things, we're going to try to make that happen and make it as good as we possibly can and enjoy what we can. And so they dared me to dream and reach for the moon. And that's really what's been impacted on me my entire life because it's allowed me to say, you know what, I can do this.
As a parent, you can encourage your child despite whatever limitations they may seem to have. Hear more of Tyler's inspiring story at FamilyMinute.org.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. I quoted it at the opening of the show. There's only one word for what the court has done today. Legislation. Those stark words from Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito in his dissenting opinion by the U.S. Supreme Court, 6-3 ruling that conservative Christian groups and others see as having, well, one headline called it seismic implications for how they're going to operate their organizations in the future. Joining us with the details, talking more about it, and certainly with a very powerful perspective of their own, ADF. Alliance Defending Freedom, and representing them right here on the show, Senior Counsel Kate Anderson. Kate, welcome to the show. It's always an honor to have you on and join us for these issues. What, in fact, happened with the High Court in this latest move?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. The issue before the court was the meaning of the term sex in federal employment law, and the ACLU and the petitioners in this case were pushing the idea that unelected officials could change the meaning of sex to include gender identity and sexual orientation. Unfortunately, the court bought off on that idea in the way that, as you described, and as Justice Alito said in his dissenting opinion, legislated from the bench. This is highly concerning for all the implications it has for other laws, for women, for employers. If sex is no longer tied to biology, that is a seismic shift in our society.
Now, the surprise was that Gorsuch and I believe Roberts also voted, both expected to be conservative, especially on issues like this. What happened?
Well, it's surprising that any of the justices would make this move.
Yeah.
The laws are interpreted by the courts. They are changed by Congress, and there's an important reason for that separation of power. Congress is the one that's able to look at the consequences of changes in the law and how they will impact businesses, employees, free speech, women's rights, and equal opportunities, and the court is ill-equipped to do that. So it's concerning to see that kind of move from any of the justices.
Well, this is all tied to Title VII, right?
Absolutely, and that's the federal employment law.
Now, there is a case that your organization's involved with. We've talked about it in the earlier stages as well, and that's one RG and GR Harris Funeral Homes, a fifth-generation family business that, in fact, was having problems with one of their employees who wanted to dress as a transgender or a lesbian or whatever, in terms of doing his job at the funeral home. Was that part of this, or was that affected by this?
This decision was a consolidated ruling on three different cases. Two of them involved employment issues related to sexual orientation, where there were allegations of sexual orientation discrimination, although in at least one of those cases, a jury found that sexual orientation discrimination had not occurred. But we represented GR and RG Harris Funeral Homes. They had a male funeral director who worked with them for over 6 years. They had a sex-specific dress code that was in accord with federal law and the guidance from the agency that actually deals with Title VII and employment issues. And after 6 years, that employee came to them and indicated that the employee intended to begin dressing as a woman while working with grieving families. Certainly, the owner took some time to think about how this could work, was concerned about the impact on this employee, on his other employees, on the use of restrooms. He only had one restroom in the facility one restroom for women while in the facility where this individual worked, as well as how it would impact his families that he served. The sex-specific dress code was muted and professional and designed to help families focus entirely on themselves. And so he decided that he could not go along with this employee's plan. Unfortunately, this became a test case for both the federal agency dealing with these issues and the ACLU to try to push this agenda to change sex in federal law to mean gender identity.
So that makes it a moot point for this funeral home now?
Well, this funeral home is one of the cases that was decided by the court.
Now, what other implications might this have for longer term churches, let's say, other religious institutions?
Absolutely. This is a law that deals with federal employment law. So the decision was specific to Title VII, and that particular law has an exemption for religious organizations. So that provides some limited protection at this point. But many other local laws that make these kinds of changes, as well as other federal laws, look to Title VII to determine how they should interpret and apply their laws. So it's only one short step until this is being applied in areas where churches do not have an exemption. And certainly there are ramifications for Christian business owners and how they're going to operate and the decisions that they're going to make about their business, as well as we're very concerned about the impact on women. These federal laws have been in place to ensure equal opportunities for women. And when you divorce the idea of biology from sex, this really hurts women's abilities to compete in athletics, women's privacy issues involving women's shelters and who can access them and who can work at them. Those kinds of things are all now at play.
Now, is it a fait accompli, Kate, at this point, the only recourse being to go to Congress and have a new law written that really takes back control of this issue legislatively from the high court, which it overstepped itself in doing, or what?
There are certainly legislative options here. There are still good arguments to make in courts, especially as these apply to other laws. There are reasons why men and women are different and why that's important in the sports context, in the privacy context, even in the employment context, when it actually is a part of the qualifications for the job, such as in women's prisons or women's shelters. So there are still some good arguments to be made there, and we'll continue to work to try to make sure that these equal opportunities for women stay in place and that Christian business owners are treated with respect and dignity that they deserve as well.
What should our listeners, what can they do at this point in light of this? Some are obviously tempted to think, well, it's a done deal now. As I said, it's a fait accompli. What can we do to change things? How hopeful are you that, in fact, these issues can be reversed?
I have hope, and I think that it is far from over. I am encouraging everyone that asks me this question to try to stay informed and try to speak in your families and your communities about your beliefs. It's important for Christians to engage in the culture and to explain our good and honorable beliefs about marriage, about sexuality, about the family, and why these things are important. I'm hopeful that in the next coming round of cases on these issues, we see a greater respect for differences of opinion, and we see society start to understand again that the Christian viewpoint on these things is important. But that only happens if believers go out and educate their community and stand by their beliefs.
And one of the ways I would argue, and I do whenever we have guests from the ADF with us, is that we as a listening audience and as Americans, we can partner with you. Take, for folks who may not know, take a moment to tell them what ADF does, what it's about, and in fact, how you can, how they can partner with you.
We're a nonprofit legal organization that focuses on keeping the doors open for the gospel. So all of our cases are centered on free speech, conscience issues, trying to ensure that the law respects the rights of Christians in this country, and really everybody's freedom to live and work according to their beliefs.
Well, the website, I guess, is the best place to go to learn more about you and to team up with you.
Absolutely. And we're a nonprofit, so we're entirely reliant on donors and ministry friends who are helping us do the work that we do. All of our cases are done pro bono, so with no cost to our clients to be able to ensure that they can live and work according to their beliefs.
Great. Thank you, Kate. We'll talk again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Kate Anderson, Senior Counsel with ADF Alliance Defending Freedom. And their website is adflegal.org, adflegal.org. We talk often with them about some of these very seminal, very basic cases to our freedoms, and we have great respect for the work that they are doing. So check them out and pray for them as well. I'm sure they would agree that that's the most potent resource we can offer, is to pray for the work that they and others such as this group do, adflegal.org. So last couple of minutes for bottom of the hour, remind you again that we are, almost in the middle of our campaign with Save the Children. Having a mental block there for a moment. Save the Children, we are seeking to raise about $33,600 with Save the Children, and if you want to give as many, by the way, I want to thank so many of you who've called already. In fact, I'll say some specific thank yous a little later this hour, but I really want to thank you for that $50 gift, that $100 gift, that $500 gift. We've had wonderful gifts so far. Obviously, we're now at, with the $8,000 given by Passport, we're now at over $16,000. Toward our goal of $33,600. And this is money that's all, we might say, staying here at home, folks. It's staying right here in the United States to feed our own children who are in great need, children who ordinarily depend heavily on the school lunch programs at school summer programs. Of course, those all gone by the boards because of COVID-19. And so Save the Children has stepped in along with others to say we can't let these kids go hungry. They need to be fed. And so your gift, for example, your gift of $100 would provide a child with breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days. But you can break that out however you want. We've just said our ultimate goal is where we want to be, $33,600. We're now just $17,000 away from that goal. So I have no doubt that whatever you do is going to move us quickly in that direction. And if you can give that $1,000, 17 of you would get us there. Or $500, what, 34 of you would get us there. You get the point. And we'll give you the number and everything coming right back in a moment.
Both of my parents happen to be African American, but my middle name is McCurry because my great-great-grandfather was Irish. I can easily fit the stereotype of both the angry black man and the Irish temper. With my Native American blood, I could watch Armistead, Braveheart, then Dancing with Wolves, and walk out of my house with a shotgun. Kidding aside, though, I really understand temper. What helped me manage my temper was first understanding that anger is not bad in itself. Even Jesus got righteously angry. Ephesians 4:26 does not say, in your anger, you sin. Instead, it says, in your anger, do not sin. When righteousness is violated, it's healthy to feel anger. But how we handle this emotion is key. When I feel angry, I've learned to take a moment to first calm myself. Only after I'm in control of myself can I respond and not just react. I have to attack the problem and not the people.
We welcome you to visit us online at gracechurchva.org, where you can receive free downloads and view more about Dr. Greer and Grace Church. Again, that's gracechurchva.org.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, there's an off-ramp closure. This is going to affect your southbound commute on the 9th Street Tunnel right at I-395. As you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the ramp from the southbound side of the 9th Street Tunnel to the eastbound side of the freeway is closed due to a work zone, so you are going to see stop-and-go delays that will definitely add significant drive time to your commute. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage, so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll see mostly cloudy skies, the low 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool with a couple of showers. Tomorrow's high 72. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies with a shower, the low 67. Thursday, rather cloudy and more humid with a shower or thunderstorm around Thursday. We'll see a high of 80. Friday, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm. It'll be humid, the high 82. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Hey, I want to thank a few folks who've been giving in our campaign. I'm sure there are many others that we will be getting notification of your giving. But Jan in Huntingtown, thank you for that gift of $100. $100 from Moretta in Olney, Maryland. And $100, and I have no idea if I'm going to come close to pronouncing it right, but Yowonishet, is that perhaps right, from Alexandria. Beautiful name. I'm not sure I've got it right, but I know you'd understand. Thank you for your gift of $100. Those are some of the folks who've given in most recently, along with others. And as I say, we are moving in on, I call it the downside of our campaign. We're almost at the halfway point. And if you can give a gift of any amount, it's going to make a huge difference. As we say, just a $100 gift. If 170 of you listening right now would just give that one gift of $100, we'd be done. So whatever you can do, stay with us, and I hope you can make the gift right now. The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Making a difference in the world, I mean that. I say that most sincerely, folks. You really are changing a child's life, rescuing a child, as we team up with this great ministry known as Save the Children. And Scott Wilder's here with me to confirm what I'm saying. It's a great ministry that's been doing this for a century plus. And Scott, I was just looking during the break at an article I came across from a couple of years ago. It's called The Joy of Giving Lasts Longer Than the Joy of Getting. In two studies, two psychology researchers, Ed O'Brien of the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and Samantha Kazier of the Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management, found that participants' happiness did not decline or decline much slower if they repeatedly bestowed gifts on others versus repeatedly getting those same gifts themselves. Mm-hmm. And their conclusion was, if you want to sustain happiness over time, past research tells us that we need to take a break from what we're currently consuming and experience something new, which is finding ways to give. And as a matter of fact, repeated giving, even in identical ways to identical others, may continue to cause a feeling of refreshing and pleasure more than the more we do it.
Maybe you've never done this before. Maybe you've never given to something like this before. And maybe you always felt like, well, I just can't. I can't do it. But maybe this time you say, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to say I can't. I'm just going to do it. $10. It doesn't matter what the amount is. I mean, we say a lot of times, it's not about how much, it's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives. It's about how many of us will say, you know, I want to be a part of it today. I think that's the fun of it for me, is to have everybody feel like we all participated in doing something wonderful together. So maybe you've never done it before. Maybe this is the perfect time for you to do it. Or maybe you've done it before again and again and again, and for whatever reason, you can't do it right now. Could I just ask you to pray extra hard that someone that maybe that's never done it before will come in, come in off the bench and be a part of it and say, you know what, I'm going to be in the game this time. In the game, not just on the team, not on the bench. I don't care about having the jersey. I just want to be in the game. And so today, maybe you would be that person that would be able to pray someone off the bench. And again, if you are blessed, if you have a job right now, you're blessed. We talked a little bit before in a previous broadcast about, you know, God's blessings that come to us are not intended to stay with us. They're intended to come, not blessings to flow to us, but to flow through us. That's how we know we're being Jesus with skin on, is if we take whatever God is providing and we simply let them flow through us. We're conduits through which those blessings can flow to others. God will continue to send blessings to us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. And that's not prosperity gospel. It's not name it and claim it. That's just God's way of doing stuff. I've seen it a million times. And by the way, if you can't get on board with that, he'll find somebody who can he will find someone else who can. That's not a threat. It's just the way it works. That's just the way it works. So today, would you just draw the circle bigger? Look outside yourself. Turn off the TV and the news for just a second and say, you know what? I want to be a part of something good. I want to be a part of something, making something better. I know as a matter of fact that when you provide 10 days worth of meals for one child, that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days. If you, that $100 will make a positive influence at a very important time in our country. In fact, I would even offer, not to overstate this, but in some of the communities that will be impacted most by your giving, this is the perfect time to participate. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. 30 million U.S. school children count on School for Nutrition. They're on the breakfast and lunch program. And having done it myself, having been there, providing those meals, feeding children breakfast, feeding children lunch, feeding children after school, sending children home at the end of the day on Friday with groceries so they can last until Monday, both from parochial schools, but government schools and Christian schools, children that are in need are not just in the, quote, government schools. There are children in need in some private schools, too. And we have the opportunity to come along and say, you know what, we're gonna make a difference today. We do it in Jesus' name. We take a good thing, make it a God thing, simply by doing it in Jesus' name, providing those meals at 888-884-4836. So passing these out in church parking lots, passing these out in school parking lots, passing these out at food banks, food closets. That's what you're doing today with Save the Children. 100,000 meals every day. 888-884-4836. Call right now. 888-884-4836 or at wava.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Strong gains for U.S. stocks today with investors encouraged by word that retail's big way in May, a nearly 18% rebound. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 526 points, the S&P 500 gained 169, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped 150, or make that 58. Even though the coronavirus outbreak hadn't yet peaked, first quarter profits at U.S. banks plunged by nearly 70% from a year earlier. New data from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation show that more than half of all banks posted a profit decline, and 7.3% of lenders were unprofitable. Let me repeat those numbers today. The Dow Industrials were up 526. It was the NASDAQ up 169, the S&P 500 ahead by 58. Yet another pandemic-related cancellation. Officials say the Emerald City Comic-Con, originally slated for mid-March and then rescheduled for the weekend of August 21st, has now been canceled outright. They'll try it again next March. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you concerned about getting what you need in the time frame you need in order to move to your next home? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research, as well as an expert team to take care of your every need to sell your house and downsize with ease. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at familyfiction.com.
Hey, actionhomeservices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie Return to the Hiding Place, a film about Corrie ten Boom and her family's heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II, and about her secret army of teenagers. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Return to the Hiding Place at SalemNow.com. Promo code WAVA.
Well, not to get any too cerebral on this issue, Scott, of the joy of giving, I was looking at another brief column quoting Eric Fromm, the great psychologist, psychiatrist, The Art of Loving, and he said, giving is more joyous than receiving, not because it is a deprivation, but because in the act of giving lies the expression of my aliveness. In other words, the more we invest in other people and other living beings, if you will, it brings a new sense of aliveness to us and our own purposes. And I think all of it, you know, I look at Elijah. His worst time was when he turned within himself out of fear of Jezebel and really went into a funk that caused him to flee into the desert. He became totally self-absorbed, but God called him to get back out of that and get back to ministering to other people. And I think that's part of what we're looking at here in this COVID-19 crisis, a day of hope, if you will, with Save the Children. And we're talking about helping other people.
Yeah, I've been around the world, as you have done, many, many times. I mean, 30 times in the last 25 years, same as you. We have seen so many things, and you know that sometimes the hard thing for me is not to be over there where there is very little, but to come back here. Because, number one, I get very quickly assimilated back into my Western Christianity. But the other thing is, it's easy to forget. If it's not in front of you, you think, if it isn't happening here, it isn't happening. But, you know, one of my favorite books of all time is G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy, The Romance of Faith. Mm-hmm. And he talks about in there, he says, how much larger your world would be if you could just become smaller in it.
Wow.
That was a way of 120 years ago of saying you're not the center of the universe. Yep. It's a big world, and the world is bigger if you could just become smaller in it. If you were thinking of yourself less, you would find that it's a pretty amazing, huge world out there that God has created. And when we take our eyes off ourselves and when we can think about others, whether it's providing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days or for 1 month or for the whole summer or just a $10 one-time gift or a monthly gift, and when we can do that, we make the world bigger and we make the world better. When we make the world better for somebody, the world gets better for everybody. And today, I mean, if you would just join those who've already called and just say, I want to be a part of it today, we only have about 10 minutes left in our half hour And I think if we could just do this for 10 more kids, now that may be a lot. It's about $1,000 total. That'd be 10 kids for 10 days would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 children for 10 days would be a total of $1,000. So just take a chunk out of that. I don't care if it's $25 or $28 or $980. I don't care. But do something. Be a part of it even in the next 10 minutes. Call 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or go online to WAVA.com. It's COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. And what we're doing is we're filling bellies of school children who otherwise would not be getting their, they don't get their breakfast and lunch program from school because school's been canceled. Summer school is canceled. Lord willing, in the fall, the school will be back to normal. Looks like there may be a chance that'll be the case. But all I know is if we can get them to September 1st or get them all the way through, you know, the summer, we will be doing them a wonderful service. And God, I think, has prepared us for that. I think the fact that we couldn't go to the movies and we couldn't go out to eat and we got a stimulus direct deposit, we got our tax refund, and we're not driving, so we're not paying gasoline prices like we normally would. All those things combine to provide a little bit of extra money that we then might be able to say, I'm going to peek outside my silo. I'm going to peek outside my cocoon and see if I can help somebody else. And you can. And we give you the chance to do it today. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or WAVA.com. Stand in the gap with us, would you? With Save the Children, feeding kids in communities like some right here. And certainly all along Appalachia from West Virginia all the way down to Eastern Tennessee and throughout the United States, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day, along with books and school supplies and good old-fashioned social distance style love. That's what you're providing today. And just looking outside ourselves is refreshing. Turn the news off and do something good for once. I know it's an obsession of ours, isn't it? Watch it like a train wreck. 888-884-4836. Call now. 888-884-4836.
Were you promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call would be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart. Tune in and now on radio.com.
Dr. Robert Jeffress has never been one to back down. Instead of running away from tough issues, Dr. Jeffress accepts the challenge head on.
The way you preserve, the way you influence your culture is not becoming like the culture. It's by living in a distinctive way from the culture.
Hear what bold biblical teaching is all about. Listen to Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress weekdays on its new time at 7 p.m. here on Life Changing Talk Radio 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. With the coronavirus outbreak, it's critically important to wash your hands thoroughly, not touch your face, and practice social distancing. If you're a parent, it's also important to help your children cope with the stress and fear an event like this can bring. So remain calm, explain to your family all you're doing to protect them, and finally, slow down and enjoy your family's time together by having some fun. Remember, together we'll get through this.
Find us on your smart speaker and on your phone. WAVA. Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan, targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
Number to call with your gift of any amount in our Save the Children campaign, 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. All set up for you online. You can click on the Save the Children banner. It'll take you where you need to go, or just go to WAVA.com and enter the keyword children. That'll get you there as well. $100 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for 10 days. Wow. Imagine, Scott, imagine. Scott Wilder, of course, with me, representing Save the Children. Imagine feeding our kids at for 10 days with $100.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? And fortunately, after all the years of being around for over 100 years, and certainly in some of the counties in the United States for more than 80 years, we have great relationships with all manner of people, both inside the school districts and outside, food providers, different ways to cut costs. And so we're excited about the opportunity to make your dollar go really far today, to have it be that $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child, and $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. So today is a chance to do that, and I hope that you will join us in doing that and won't be shy about doing that. You know, I think that I've said before that this COVID-19 thing, and that's what we're doing right now, the whole reason we're talking about this is for COVID-19 emergency relief, because these are school children who otherwise would get their breakfast, lunch programs at school, and they can't do that with summer school canceled. And so we're standing in the gap, giving you the opportunity to stand in the gap. And so we just want you to have every opportunity to come alongside someone and say, you know what, I'm going to do it. There's so many negative things in the world right now, so many negative things in the news right now. It's so easy to make a noise or to make a splash, but I want to make a difference, even quietly. I just want to pick up the phone, call the number, and provide that for a child today who otherwise would not have it. And by the way, you're not just providing food for a child. You're also rescuing a desperate parent. God trusts us to be his hands and feet. That is what the blessings to us tell us. That is evidence that he not just loves us, but trusts us to be his hands and feet. That's what we get a chance to do together today. So would you make sure that we don't have those blessings simply flow to us, but that we will have those blessings flow through us when you make that phone call today at 888-884-4836 or online at WAVA. I think it's one way to really let a kid be a kid. Yeah. Our kids are growing up so fast these days. Our daughters are young ladies before Maybe they even should be. Our young men, certainly lots of distracting things to propel them into adolescence. Wouldn't it be something if we could take care of these meals and let a kid be a kid today? Let them not worry about where their food is going to come from. Not be apologetic to their parent. I'm sorry, Mom, I'm hungry. Can you imagine what we are taking away from children by putting a child in that situation? You can take that away right now with your gift. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or go online to WAVA.com.
And no gift is too large, obviously. None is too small. $10 or $10,000. Yes, we could use anything that you can provide. If it's a $50 gift, $100 gift, $500 gift, you know what you can do. You know what the Lord's saying to you. Make the call right now, would you? Thank you so much for spending this hour with us.
Hey, ActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Leading the Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing. WAVA.